Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Tova TV Podcast, man. We back with another episode. Got my wonderful wife with me again, as always.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Hey, everybody clap it up. Yes, man. We made 38 weeks. How you feeling?
Over it.
You over it?
Yeah.
Like Summer Walker?
Yeah.
Okay, I feel that. Why are you so over it?
Because I'm tired of sharing my body.
But you told me last night, 2 days ago, Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that you was enjoying your belly, you learned to embrace it.
When I say that,
you remember that?
Nah.
I think you sleep. You know how you is when you sleep.
Nah. I'm cool with the belly ish, but it's like 9 months is a long time. That's almost an entire school year. You don't get tired of going to school?
Oh no, I love school.
Chris,
no, I was just laughing. But like, I feel you though.
It's like, I need that stretch to make your leg shake.
Yo. Nah, but like always, bro, I appreciate everybody showing love. You know, y'all sharing it, commenting, you know, and even watching it for yourself. I'm pushing out good content at this point. You know what I mean?
Share with your friends.
You know, share it with everybody. your aunties, your uncles, everybody. You know what I mean? But so we actually made some Facebook posts that I want to speak about on the pod. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was, okay, most people, they go to work or they go to school to get a job and go to work. And with working those jobs, typically it's a 9-to-5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Full-time shift. So the 9-to-5, right, you work that 5 days out of the week. You may have 2 days off in a row, or they may split your days off. I don't think that's fair. As an American citizen, why do we have to work 5 days to get 48 hours off? That's no way of life. I do not enjoy it.
U.S. citizen.
Hmm?
U.S. citizen.
What did I say?
American citizen.
Well, yeah, U.S. citizen.
America,
thank you for that.
America is a continent. The whole continent. It includes North and South and Canada.
Boo, tomato, tomato. Nah, just playing. But yes, as a citizen, I shouldn't have to work 5 days a week to only get 48 hours off. I just feel like that's uncivil.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we do it to ourselves.
Who is we?
The people that work a 9-to-5.
Why is that?
Because it's like the American dream.
Elaborate.
It's like the American dream. Like, you know, other people from other countries come down to the U.S. and they make money, they profit, mm-hmm. and they retire early. But us, we retiring at 65 because we the worker bees for them.
Mm.
So it's like we don't really understand what it takes to really have the American dream. We just think like, okay, I'm gonna get this job, I'm gonna work for a certain amount of years, I'm gonna live my pension or my Social Security for the rest of my life. But it's like you 65, you can't even do nothing.
Yeah, cause who wanna
you
work?
Broke yourself down.
Who wanna work 9-to-5, 5 days a week for 65 years? Well, you probably start working when you're 17, 18, or in your 20s. You know what I'm saying?
After college.
Yeah. But that's still a long time to be waiting for retirement, because it's like you can't even really do much of nothing at 65 because they done worked you into the ground.
Yeah.
But you made a valid point with people coming over here and capitalizing off of America. Because like you and I, we want to move out the country. So it's like, in order for us to do it big, we have to take advantage of what we learned here and what we know from here, take it there, and be able to balance both things out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, most people, they just come to the U.S., make money, then go to other states just to live. Because mm-hmm. it's cheaper to live in other countries.
Right.
It's weird. It's more expensive to live here, cheaper to live there, but easier to make money here.
Mm.
But at least like other countries, if we buy a house, whether we stay in that house, whether somebody try to squat in that house, that's our house.
Right.
So if somebody in our house and we got a house somewhere else, we can kick them out. Mm-hmm. And U.S., it's like if somebody come stay in your house, you ain't been here a year or so, somebody can live in your house for 30 days, that's their house.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about.
So it's like nothing. It's like you can't really own anything. It's like the U.S. is for temporary living.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, like, you can't own nothing.
Y'all probably go over them waters overseas, get you a crib,
And you can be build lit. Up. It'd be so much cheap. I remember one of my friends, he's from Mexico, and he was like, it takes $3,000 to build a really nice house in Mexico.
Bro, some people got three bands in their savings account right now. So you mean to tell me they can take three bands, go to Mexico, and build them a fat crib? Dang.
And keep working.
Think about that.
And it can be, and just keep, I know plenty of people, like when I used to live in North Carolina, they all would just be working here. They live way below their means. They wouldn't spend a lot of money. They wouldn't buy a lot of stuff. They just keep sending stuff money back home. Mm-hmm. So when they go home, they just rich.
Yeah, they just sitting on money.
You feel me?
Dang, that's crazy to think about. It's like we're not fortunate for what we have. We just was born here, so
we can work for everybody else.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about. It's like they manipulated us, like Mike Brown said. They would need to be dipped at us to not realize how good we actually have it and not capitalizing off what we have.
Or how much, or just how to use the system. Right. We're just uneducated on what the system actually is like.
Yeah, because knowledge is definitely power.
Yeah, and it's like the people who are a part of that 1% have the knowledge that the rest of the world don't have, or the rest of the U.S. don't have. So it's like we just stay in, like, you know, what people would call the matrix of things. Because, like, when we talked about that past podcast, when we were saying about how kids go to school for 8 hours. So we're already conditioned to do this 8-hour thing.
Yeah, when in actuality you can get homeschooled.
So you really are, like, going to work for 8 hours a day from, like, age 5.
Oh, snap. I never even thought about that.
We're like, so basically you, like, work until, like, 65. So you can honestly say for 60 years you've gone to work for 8 hours a day.
I never even thought about that. That's why we go to school for so long.
I told you this.
What in the world?
It's conditioning you for the work life. Like, you already used to going to doing stuff for 8 hours a day.
Nah, that just blew my mind. I'm not going to lie. That just blew my mind.
You already conditioned. You've been conditioned your whole life to take orders, to pass tests, to do what you're told to do, to not really go above and try to, like, be defiant. Listen to what you're being told. Follow rules.
Dang.
Do the work. Make the work perfect. Hey,
they were real slick with that. But now we hip. We here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we here. We hip now.
So if y'all not hip, we just put y'all in.
Yeah, we just put y'all on game. Nah, you just brighten my horizon. You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, like, think about, like, Asians or whatever. Like, people always, like, you know, preach about how, like, Asians are so smart. Mm-hmm. But they're so smart in a specific skill.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, their kids, it's like, once they figure out what their kid's niche is, that's the only thing that kid does.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really go out. If their kid wants to be a violinist, that's going to be their thing. Mm-hmm. Like, they going to be the best violinist in the world.
Yeah.
But it's like us, it's like, no, you got to go to school. Even though our kid may be talented in drawing, we don't. You know what I'm saying?
We don't feed that talent. That's crazy. But since we're talking about, like, moving and, like, other people moving here, you made a good point as far as, like, people wanting to move and not just going to do it. Like, you know, it's okay to leave your hometown, right? But I know for me, I'm a perfectionist. Like, I've already explained to y'all multiple times. But, yeah, so for me, I'm a perfectionist, and I'm not the biggest risk taker. So, in doing that, things have to work.
Anymore.
Yeah, I'm not like that anymore, thanks to my wife. But anyway, so things have to work perfectly for me. But it's like, at the end of the day, nobody's perfect. So, if you want to leave where you currently reside and go somewhere else, do it. Everything's not going to be perfect. Everything's not going to be copacetic like you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely not going to be easy.
You won't have all your ducks in a row. You may not have a job when you first get wherever you're going. Man, if you like me, you ain't nowhere to stay.
Yeah.
I moved to Georgia, last March?
Yeah, last March.
I packed up my car. I had enough money for a deposit. But it's because I didn't know, like, what it take, like, to move. Like, I didn't know about, like, getting rent and how to, like, get an apartment and stuff. So I was just like, I'm ready to go. Like, I'm a risk taker, you know.
Yeah,
I'm,
like, she's definitely a big risk taker.
Holding me back.
And very spontaneous, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Like, definitely spontaneous. But I'm also one of those people that plans everything out, too. Because it's like me, I put dates on everything.
Okay.
So it's like, I have a date that I'm going to do something, and I'm going to do it on that date, and there's nothing you can say about it. It's like, it is what it is. If I'm not prepared for it, if I'm missing something, I'm SOL because I ain't changing my mind. And that's kind of how it was for me, like, moving. I just was like, I'm going to do this, and I did it.
Yeah, see,
was it hard?
I was a little scared, yeah. I ain't going to lie. I was a little nervous. I wasn't a risk taker. I'm just like, look, this can't go right. No money, no job. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm doomed. I'm preparing for the worst, so I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. But, nah, I mean, that's valid, though.
Because you did move here with no money, no job.
No, for sure, I did. But at the same time, I had to get to the point to take that risk. Because, you know, I struggled for a long time. You was in my head pushing me, all kind of stuff. But I still didn't do it because, like I say, I'm borderline a perfectionist. But ain't nobody perfect.
Yeah, you got to be, like, willing to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because at the end of the day, you don't know what's on the other side of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then,
I feel like that's not true.
What?
You do know what's on the other side of it.
Nah, not always.
And yes, you do.
Because that plays into the fear part.
But if you didn't know what was on the other side of it, you wouldn't want to do it.
No. Because, you know what they say? What, curiosity kills the cat?
Okay, but hold up. Let's just take you for example, right?
Right.
You wanted to move because you wanted better opportunities, right?
No.
Okay, why did you want
to
move?
I wanted to move because I wanted to experience where I was born because I never had the opportunity to.
Okay, let's take that. So, you wanted to move because you wanted to experience where you were born, right?
Right.
So, you knew at the end of the day, when you moved to Georgia, you were going to experience where you were born, regardless of the situation.
Yeah.
So, you knew what the outcome was going to be. You just didn't know what the journey was going to be.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you decide to move because you want better opportunities,
mm-hmm.
you know that in this move comes better opportunities. That is the outcome. It's the better opportunity. But you don't know what the journey is to get that, to get to that.
But in saying that, you don't know if it is better opportunities here or not.
Yes, you do.
You just moving in hope of better opportunities.
Yes, you do.
How can you say that?
Because if you didn't think it was better opportunities, you wouldn't be wanting to move.
How do you? Because I just feel like you in search of new opportunities, but you also want to leave where you're from.
So regardless of, you know, at the end of the day, if your goal is to get better opportunities,
mm-hmm.
when you leave, you're going to get better opportunities.
Possibly.
No. Inevitably. Because where you're at, you know everything, quote unquote, you know everything around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know opportunities are there. So if you're put in a place where you don't know something and you're somewhere different, there's new opportunities which are better than what you came from, which is why you left in the first place or why you wanted to leave. You wanted to leave because you wanted a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the experience was shitty, you still got a different experience.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, the outcome that you're searching for, it's going to be the outcome. And I feel like that's where it's like, where I am comfortable with risk. Because whatever outcome that I'm looking for, I'm going to get the outcome.
Right.
Will it be easy? Probably not. But I like that outcome? Maybe not. But at the end of the day, the outcome that I was looking for, I'm going to get regardless.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I came to Georgia, I was just like, I just want something different. I want to be on my own. I want to learn how to be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I learned how to do?
Adult.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I get where you're coming.
So I think that's why I'm like comfortable with risk, because it's just like, whatever outcome I'm looking for is going to come with the risk.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I know for a fact it's going to work out the way I want it to, because that's the reason why I'm taking a risk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, think about your podcast.
Right.
You took a risk and look at the outcome.
We're definitely growing, flourishing. And be getting bigger, you know what I'm saying? But nah, you made some other points. I stand corrected. My lovely wife, y'all. That's why I love her. You know what I'm saying? But nah, so, you know, I'm out the dating game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm married. Happily married. Make sure you put that in front of the mirror. You know what I mean? But nah, so I see a lot of women put a lot of different things, and they label it as zesty when they're referring to a man. It was a whole list on Twitter of several different topics that deemed a man zesty or a man gay, right? Mm-hmm. And mind you, I'm not homophobic in no way. I love everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do what you do it to the best of your ability. Mm-hmm. I don't judge, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the list, I'm gonna give you a couple things. So, driving with two hands on the steering wheel, can't do that. No, it's gay. It's zesty. You can't go get frozen yogurt. You better not eat a go-gurt. Not now time, don't eat no go-gurt. Zesty. Gay. I can't have a portable charger for my phone. I can't put my phone on a portable charger. Can't do that. That's gay. That's zesty.
I feel like sometimes I'm just a different breed of woman.
Oh, no umbrellas. If it's raining outside, deal with it. You'll be out there singing in the rain, dancing in the rain. Like this stuff the yard.
Oh my gosh. Nothing about anything you say is zesty.
And like for me, I don't get it. I really just don't get it. Because it's like, as a man, what am I supposed to do? I can't do nothing. You can't, what they say, if something's funny, no more than 3 ha-has. What?
They gotta be trolling.
I can't laugh hard. Like, what if something mad trolling. Funny? What if something mad funny?
That is trolling.
I promise you, I seen this list and I'm just like, wow. It's like, I might as well just lock myself in a room and just stay there. Not to be deemed gay or zesty. I don't get it. Like, do you have anything like that makes you feel like a man is kind of feminine?
Yes.
Like in the category that I was just talking about, or
yeah. I mean, like I got like things that stuff that you were talking about is just stupidity.
Okay.
Like that's just stupidity. Like nothing about that can make you gay. Like nothing or zesty. Sorry, you know, some people like the words.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like one of my, like, it's like dudes who wear way too tight clothes. Because, like, why are your pants that tight? Why are your clothes that tight? Like, buy stuff that fits. Yeah. That is, like, bothersome. That's why I always said, if I were to come to Georgia and I was not in a relationship, I would have stayed not in a relationship.
Yeah, because that's how they dress you.
Yeah, all their clothes too small. Yeah. I feel like that is under the cover. It's like,
yeah, low key.
I never understood why we wearing too smart clothes.
Yeah, me either. Somebody outside.
Yeah. But, like, perfectly manicured eyebrows. And you know, like, being in the military, there's a lot of dudes that do that, but it's just like, for me, it's like,
it's too much.
It's just too much. Like, I mean, like, if you go to the barber shop, you know what I'm saying? Like, your barber clean yourself because you're a little bushy. Mm-hmm. Cool, whatever. But they used to be, like, too perfect.
Yeah. It's better than yours, huh?
Like, I remember in high school, me and my best friend used to be, like, we would never date a dude with, like, bigger hips and butts than us.
Hey, yeah.
And it's like, you really can't control that. But, like, for me, that was just like,
that's your thing.
It was just like,
that's your non-negotiable.
It's like, ugh.
No, that's crazy.
If you was walking, if you put a wig on, I wouldn't know if you was a man or a woman.
Nah, that's crazy.
But, like, that was like my thing that I was like, it's a little zesty.
Yeah.
A little, you know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, but some dudes have, like, flamboyant personalities. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm cool with that either.
Really?
Yeah. Because in my back of my head, I'm just like,
what's really going on?
You know what I'm saying?
Like what's really going on?
Yeah. So, but like, I don't think about like outrageous stuff. It's just like sometimes, like, you know, if you twitch a little too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he got a little twitch. You know what I'm saying? A little twitchy.
Yeah. It's better than yours, huh?
Yeah. So it'd be like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or like when their lips be a little too moisturized.
Nah.
Like, yeah, like you got on lip gloss. Yeah. That's no. You do not have to put that much CarMax on.
Yeah, I do one little pass and I'm up out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's like stuff like that. Like, I don't like a perfectly manicured male. I just feel like it's not that serious.
Hmm. So is the term medium ugly, or like, I guess, two pretty dudes, is that like a thing?
Yes.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that fall in the category when they like...
Mm-hmm. That's what we talked about this the first day we met.
We did.
It's like, yes, because it's just like, why you... It's like once you leave handsome and you go into... I can see there are...
Am I medium ugly?
No, you're fine.
Oh.
That's why we pregnant.
Oh.
That's why we pregnant now. Don't even ask them questions.
Oh, I thought I fit in the medium ugly category. No.
We wouldn't be married.
I thought I can't be too pretty. Like, you're medium ugly, like, the perfect balance, right?
You know, you got your little bushy eyebrows. Your nails look nice, but they not, like, perfectly, like... You know what I'm saying? Okay. Your hands a little rough, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like a good back scratch, you know?
All right, bet.
But, like, medium ugly dudes, like... It's like a medium ugly female. You know how females, like, she's straight, like...
So that's why I'm curious, because I mean, I guess
they may,
like,
have like little messed okay,
so,
up teeth.
So we'll go like number spectrum, right? So like one being the least and 10 being the highest, right?
So medium ugly dude is like a
five,
4.5, like
okay.
A 4 to 6.
Yeah, cause for dudes, I feel like you want a bad top tier female, but that's dangerous because it's like, If she too fine, it's like...
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Because I feel like...
Nah, I take that back. I can take a...
Yeah.
You fine to me, so I was like...
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's preferences, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if she too fine, then it's going to tap into your insecurities a little bit. Because it's like...
I know if I'm thinking like this, what's nothing to get
exactly.
Into.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like you want her bad enough to turn a couple heads because it boosts her self esteem. You know what I'm saying? I don't know no man who don't like his own arm candy and eye candy for himself. You see what I'm saying? Because me personally, I can't wake up to somebody that just like makeup, you gotta look.
Makeup or no makeup,
you gotta look like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because
I guess that's different for women, because like it's not really many enhancements dudes can do. Because I mean, like, there's some men that are attractive, but they big. You know, they bigger than a house, but they got the face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for women, it's a little different, and some women like are attracted to ugly men.
Yeah. And
but then,
because I really don't understand. I'm just like, and it's like me, I'm not attracted to men, but it's like, God, dog.
That man like a fish, a goat.
Nah, like, and then it's like, you don't gotta be able to put it on, because you know I ain't the best dressed ever, but you know I do try to put it on. Let me finish. Hush. I do try to put it on a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But some people, they just ain't got it. Their clothes be hanging off. Their shirt might be to the side. Stuff like that. I feel like all of that plays a factor into, like, being attractive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not just your face or, you know, things like that. But all of it, like, tying together. It's like a pie.
Fact.
All of it is a piece.
Yeah. It definitely go, like, back to, like, what your preferences are. Because I would never date a short person. That is the most unattractive thing you could ever do. Because ain't no way we both.
Okay, so for like women, what is the thing behind that? Because there's a lot of women that say that. Is it like the picture taking thing? Is it like on your marriage day you want to be able to get on your tippy toes and your heels? Is it stuff like that? Or like, what is it? Because like for men, I don't think we care. It's just like, I want a female that I think is attractive.
That's not
I can
true,
mess with.
Most tall dudes like short girls.
But if I did, you know, get a tall girl, I wouldn't trip. But it's like, y'all wouldn't give a short guy a chance of the day.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Heck no.
So that's why I'm saying, like, men are simple. We don't be worried about none of that.
I can't speak for other women, but I can speak for the short person that I am.
Yeah.
I don't want to have short kids. I want my kids to have a fighting chance to be at least average height.
Okay.
That was like one of my main things. And then two, I like being picked up. I like feeling like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a skyscraper.
But a short guy could do that too, though.
It's not the same.
And then kids take from everywhere. Anybody that know, they know this. So they take from your grandparents. They take from his grandparents. They can take from two generations before your grandparents.
It's just something. I like when I'm in the kitchen and I can be like, babe, you reach this? And you just, yeah. That my man right there. A short dude is going to be like, we both got to use damn steps to at the same time.
Yeah, let me go get the ladder. I'm gonna get the ladder real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we in the grocery store, you know, you may be coming on the aisle, you see me reaching, you come up behind me. I just think that's so cute. Yeah. So romantic.
Sure. Okay, look, you know better than I know.
So, yes, I guess that's my thing. But tall women like short dudes too, so it's like. But I feel like it also be because, like, most men don't like tall girls.
Yeah, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But I got me a short queen, so.
You know what I'm saying? Not even 5 foot tall. Don't come for me.
Cool 4'7". All right. That's wrong. How tall are you? How tall are you?
You got jokes. You got real jokes.
Nah, but look. So, you know, at the end of every podcast, right? You know, you get it off your chest. So, what you got for us today?
Okay, so I was watching Stephen Furtick this morning. I always got to get my little church on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he was talking about, last week his wife was talking about, you know, being strong and doing the work. But he was saying, like, how faith and stuff works and God works in reverse. And he was saying that you have to do the work in order to become strong. So the days where you feel like you're weakest, or the days where, like, the goal that you tried for, if you decide to move, starting a business, raising kids, whatever, you know, goals and stuff that you set in life, figuring out, discovering who you are as a person, do the work, because that's where you become strong. And like the quote that I think he said was, you gain strength through your weakness. So yeah, you may not be strong right now, but just keep doing the work and you're gonna gain that strength. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, shout out Big Perk. Nah, but what I got to get off my chest? So, so I know a lot of people out there who's listening, and I've been in this position before, but who's just not comfortable with themselves, right? The person that you see in that mirror every time you look at it is that deal, is the truth. You know what I'm saying? All of you, you know what I'm saying? 10 toes, you stand on it, you respect yourself, you are worth it, you know what I mean? Because
regardless of what people say.
Yeah, regardless of what anybody has to say about
including
you.
Including yourself.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, no matter how good you're doing, people still gonna have something to say. So just know that you are that deal and you are worth it. And then, especially if you're trying to lend yourself out to your significant other, you gotta be content with yourself, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not content with yourself, you'll fall for anything.
For sure. For sure, you're right. Nah, but this has been another great, great episode of Topher TV Podcast. I thank my lovely wife, you know, for always being my co-host.
I got you, boo.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all keep showing love. Keep liking, commenting, subscribing, sharing with y'all peoples, and enjoying the videos. If y'all ever have anything y'all want me to talk about, or, you know, you might even want to pull up, hop on the pod with us, you know, let us know. But yeah, we'll see y'all in the next episode. We growing, we steady pushing, you know what I'm saying? But nah, hope y'all enjoy this episode, and we'll see y'all in the next one.
Peace.